We lost a few guys over the last couple of years in our goal line period, and I thought we snuck away without an injury, and then Lou Green stayed on the ground, so I thought the worst at first, but it looks like he's all right. He came back in practice, like he got a little bruise on his knee, so hopefully there's no setback. But for a guy to come back like he did, that's a good sign.
Travis went down for a while, he's okay?
Yeah, just a little sore, nothing serious. I think it was a sore groin or hamstring. They just thought it was a little bit smart to keep him out because they're afraid he's just a little bit tight. So he should be ready to go.
Mike, your overall assessment, maybe this first week, your thoughts, are you pleased?
Yeah, I thought he had some great effort. You know, we're a long ways away, but I thought we've made some strides. You know, part of this is an evaluation process to find your 53 players, guys that aren't going to make mistakes, guys that can handle it mentally as well as physically. We throw the whole playbook at them this week. And we run the whole playbook. So, you know, there's a lot of mistakes. The timing's not perfect, but you get a chance to kind of evaluate these players under pressure, both physically and mentally, and see what guys step up.
How's Ebenezer going, Coach?
He's fine. He's got a little banged up, but got the wind knocked out of him. He should be fine.
Coach, in light of Jacob as a minor concussion in San Francisco game, is he going to wear that special
regular helmet? These guys get concussions all the time. We get a lot more notoriety for these concussions. A guy used to have a couple concussions a year, and they do smelling salts and they go back. Obviously, I'm a lot more aware of obviously the complications with concussions, and they see the doctors and they go through a very rigorous type of routine to make sure they're all right. And obviously with Jay, there was no problems with his head, so we won't use any preventative measures, obviously, to deal with that situation.
Coach, you expecting Brandon Marshall back on Monday?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when he's going to be ready. But when he is ready, you know, he's going to be able to go out there and practice full speed. And as I told Rich Tootin, I said, I don't want to see him until he's ready to go and he feels like he can go through two practices and start working out. We can't take reps away from guys that are playing.
Mike, you've lost team captains on all three teams in this last offseason. Are you seeing some veterans and some other guys start to step up and fill the roles that those players vacated?
Well, you know, John Lynch, you know, was a captain, and so he's still here on defense. And obviously, anytime you lose a guy like Al Wilson, somebody else has got to step up. You know, Rod Smith is still with us, so, you know, obviously he was a captain last year. And you take a look at Keith Burns, even though he's not on the field, it's nice to have him helping us coach. And we've got a number of guys that I think are potential leaders, both on offense and special teams. So it's a group of guys playing together rather than, you know, who's a so-called captain going to be.
These guys will be nice for maybe a day off and a little rest of bones, huh?
Yeah, I think it's always good. You know, anytime you go for a week, it's always nice to get a chance for the body to recover. And I think it's mental as much as it is physical. You know, even though they're a little sore and worn out, when you throw as much as we've thrown at them in 1 week's time, it's tough. So I'll get a chance to rest a little bit, kind of go back through their playbook, and we'll start all over on Monday.
You're throwing a lot at them, obviously, today, full pads, the whole get up. I mean, can you tell the intensity is a little bit higher once they strap it all right?
Well, to be honest with you, when they're in shoulder pads, it's full speed. What I like to do, and I only do it one time a year, I put the full pads on them. So before we play San Francisco, you know, they have, you know, at least a feeling one time what it's like to put the pads over the knees and, you know, go through a practice like that. But, you know, we're not trying to tear them down with the full pads, but we, you know, traditionally we've done this one time, and anytime we do goal line, we'd like to do it.
Mike, you surprised by the largest turnout you had all the years you had camp here? Surprised by the turnout thing?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great to see the support by the fans. I think the players really enjoy it. From a coaching standpoint, you have to make plans. So I've never made plans for the fans before because usually you could take care of them on one side. You know, we anticipated a lot of people coming out today, and it was great. You know, we're probably about, what, five deep, six deep over on this side, and probably, I'm not sure how many people we had, but I thought it was great to have the fans here supporting our team, and I think, as I mentioned, I think the players thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, Mike has always done a good job in the goal line. He's got a way of getting up in the air, and he also can stay low and run over people. So, you know, that's one of his strong attributes.
How important was it to get Todd Salabrun back?
Pardon me?
How important was it to get Todd Salabrun back?
year?
Well, you know, we were hoping that, you know, Todd would be back with us. And, you know, with the contract situation, we never knew how the NFL was going to rule. But to have him in our camp is a big plus. Pardon me? When is he going to be back? I really don't know. You know, he had some numbness when he came out of the hospital. And until that numbness goes away, obviously he's not going to practice. So we'll evaluate that on a day-to-day basis. He thinks he's going to practice Monday. And you talk to him, he says, hey, I'm ready to go. I don't want to say that before the doctors look at him. And obviously they're going to be very cautious in that situation. So we'll just wait and see. Oh, it has nothing to do with it. When a doctor's okay, and that means he's ready to go. And, you know, this has happened to a number of players, you know, through the years. But obviously he's not going to practice until he gets the okay from the doctors. And obviously we understand the consequences. If he's not 100% and feeling good and all the signs that he had that day are gone. A little bit in his fingers, left side of the body. His Greek explained to me, I haven't talked to Warwick, but he said he's feeling much better. But, you know, we're going to make sure he's 100% before he's back out on that football field, that's for sure. Okay.